Welcome back to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, everyone. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports. We're awaiting the Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. They're going to dance in the finals tonight along with Yellow Medicine East. And the other six teams that qualified earlier this afternoon, Cannon Falls, they'll perform first in high kick, then the Silhouettes from YME. Praise Eel dance third, Holy Family Catholic fourth, Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boyd fifth, and Wabasha Kellogg sixth. Those are the teams in high kick in the final. Someone's going to be a state champion, and hopefully the Shadows, they can defend that state championship, because I know my guest right now would like that nothing better that to do that again, because Riley Joe McCoy, Riley, you were the manager for the Shadows for how long?
For 4 years.
Okay, 4 years.
4 years, yep.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming on with me here at Target Center. Are you enjoying the state dance tournament?
I am. It's very different.
Different?
Different.
In which way? That you're not participating?
Yeah, that I'm now in the fan section and not with the team the whole time and sitting up on the top level and...
Yeah, that's where they're
yes.
at right now.
Up there.
You
yep,
see them
right
up there.
Up there.
They're up there.
Yep. Getting some rest. Yep, eating lots of food.
And they're getting prepared to dance in the finals. What
yep.
do you think about that?
I am so happy for them. They've worked so hard for this.
Yep, that's
and,
for sure.
Yep.
So, well, yeah, you're with your mom here and
yep.
some family friends?
Yep, my mom, my dad, my sister, and then, of course, all my aunts and cousins are here.
Okay. What do you think about this year's high kick routine and the jazz routine for the Shadows?
I love it. I love everything about it. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Yep.
That's the only word that I can use to describe it is that it's awesome.
What was last year's theme? Do you remember?
Last year's theme for high kick was a Freddie Mercury type.
That's right.
Theme.
The yellow.
The yellow, yep, very bright yellow, and all the dads dressed up as Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I remember that.
yep. And then the jazz, the song was like a legendary song of
yep.
that we can do it,
yep.
and they did it.
right.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about being a manager for a dance team. Take us through the details. What did you do for your 4 years as a manager for the Shadows?
A lot. I know my first year, it was getting used to using the radio and playing it for Lisa and the girls at practice. And if they needed to redo a part, I would reset the music to a specific spot, and they would do that part over and over with the music. And so my first year, I might have made them do a certain kick set more than what they're supposed to do because I couldn't get the radio to work. But it's fine.
It's fine now, right?
Yep. And then...
Do a lot of things to Lisa and the coaches?
Yep. At competitions, I used to carry around the bag and help with lots of hair and makeup and stretches and...
And photography?
Yes. yep.
I know you're big in photography, aren't you?
Yep. Took lots of pictures and... Right. I actually have a job at college of taking pictures for events at the school. So,
and what school are you going to?
I am going to SMSU in Marshall.
Okay. Any major yet or not?
I'm majoring in special education and minoring in elementary ed.
Okay. And photography probably,
yep.
yeah. You're very good at
yep.
it. I love your photos.
Thank you.
Didn't you take a photo of, was it Caitlin Baird a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Stretching a...
Yes, doing a firebird, a certain type of leap.
A firebird?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her head, or, well, I can't describe it. I remember that.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite pictures of
Thank
that,
you.
That year.
Thank
What's
you.
What's some of the memorable moments for you as a manager of the Shadows?
Oh, gosh. There's way too many, but...
Can you pick one?
I think my top one would definitely have to be being double state champs last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That would top the list.
yeah.
I think I got a picture of you and me holding the trophy or player of the game t-shirt
yep.
or something like that, right?
Yes.
Were you ever involved in the Radisson Olympics? tell our listeners a little bit about what the Radisson
yes.
Olympics. They did this last night, I guess.
Yep. So the Radisson Olympics is when each group of girls, so they're
and that's where you're staying, right?
Yep, the Radisson Blu. So the group, the hotel members, so each, the four girls in a hotel room has to come up with some type of skit. You can do any type of skit, funny, a song, a dance, whatever, and they perform it for the coaches, or AKA the judges,
okay.
And they pick the top three, and the top three performs it for the rest of the team.
Oh, and did you ever win?
I did last year.
You did? What
yes.
was it about? Tell us about what this is about. I'm excited to hear about this.
My team, we made a little rap thing about goats and...
A rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was different from Riley Sawatsky's year when she came up with the goat song. It was different from that, but it was still some type of rap with the goats and our team, and it was just super funny and fun.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah, it's just memorable years for you as a
yes.
shadow manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's Coach Lisa Johnson and Sarah mean to you and Hannah?
I love them. They're like my second, third, and fourth moms. Lisa and I are cousins, so obviously she kind of holds a little special meaning in my heart or whatever. And
yep.
But they're awesome.
Yep, they are. They've really done the program well, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, they have.
So you have sisters?
Yes, my little sister, Reese. She is an eighth grader at Lac Parle, and she's on the JV team.
Oh, does she like that?
She likes it. She loves it.
All right.
She's really excited to.
Okay, now we're not on TV, but I wish everyone could see Riley decked out in pink. Pink eyeliner? What do you got on?
I have pink glitter eyeshadow.
Glitter eyeshadow.
My okay. hair is tinted pink.
It looks nice.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You got your shirt on?
Yep. My nails pink.
Oh, your nails are pink. Let's
yep.
see. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's pretty, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking to Riley Joe McCoy, a former, you know, your shadow alumni.
Yep.
Been mad. What's that?
Sad, but yes.
You know, I talked to Lydia and Madeline Offit yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
they teared up, too, talking about they wish they could do it one more time.
Yep.
Do you mm-hmm. feel that way?
I definitely do.
It's such a family bonding that you guys have. It's,
yes.
It's different than any other sport, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
So. Yep. We're so much closer. And
all right. Think yeah. the Shadow's going to pull off another state championship?
I'm hoping so.
Yep.
I think that they can do it.
Yep.
I really do.
Yeah, they got a great routine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Riley, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we got to do this every year now.
Yes, for
Atlanta,
sure.
It's a peak, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Riley.
Thank you.
That's Riley Joe McCoy, Shadow Alumni Manager here at the State Dance Tournament here at Target Center in Minneapolis. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with some more reports from State Dance at Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis.